Welcome, everyone. This is the Republic House of Representatives call. It's Tuesday, May 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Tonight we're going to teach from the Proclamation of Claim and Interest, Exhibit 2, starting on page 31 at the at the Foreign Policies section. So we're going to get through that, and then we'll review the ID cards at the end. And there's no new representatives. Before we take roll and get started here, would someone like to open us up in prayer? Okay, I could do that. Father of all creation, of the universe and everything it contains, please hear our prayer. Thank you for all who are occupying the church and all who are watchmen warning the people when danger approaches, as our Lord and Savior asked us to do. Thank you for those patriots that stand up for the unalienable rights that you endowed us with and our foundational documents make clear to us. Thank you for the Word and the Word made flesh that walked among us and took away the sins of the world, Father. Our Lord and Savior put Satan in his place by saying, quote, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, and also by get behind me, Satan." And so, unequivocally, it does, because in this day and age, it seems that everything that's not the true word of God is a lie of one degree or another, or misinformation. So be with us, Father, and put your words in our mouths so we do your will and communicate effectively to those you would have us fellowship with. That we may unite with one purpose through the Holy Spirit and be of one heart to unite our brethren, the cause of liberty, today and kingdomship tomorrow, as this age draws ever closer to the millennial start. We are in the 11th hour and are called to your temple to serve and proclaim the Word of God and the Republic you call us to re-inhabit. So, Father, send all these provisions to continue on as you call each of us to do. Cover us with the blood of Jesus and wash away our sins, sickness, and sorrow as needed, Father. Cover us and our family, our friends, with a dome protection, impenetrable by our evil enemies. Bless those who have given up much today to receive awesome reward in the near future and beyond. Deliver us from evil, Father, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we pray. God save the children, God save the Republic, God save America, Canada, and the descendants of 12 tribes of Israel. Thank you, Father, and amen.
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 All right. Well, let's go down. We'll take roll call here, and then we'll get started with the teaching. Representative Schmidt, sir, are you present?
Representative David Schmidt from Wisconsin Free State is present.
Thank you. Representative Cox, are you present, ma'am? Representative Blanton, are you present, sir? I was just talking to him. Representative Blanton, are you present?
Representative Blanton, Free State of Colorado, present.
Thank you, sir. And Representative Mark Binder from the Free State of Iowa is present. Representative Reed, are you present, sir? I just called him today, so he's going to be on. All right. Representative Sowell, are you present, ma'am?
Representative Sowell from the Free State of North Carolina, present.
Thank you. Representative Leaf from South Dakota, are you present, sir? All right. Representative Akey, are you present, sir?
Representative Akey from Ohio Free State is present.
Thank you. Representative Holliday, are you present, ma'am? All right. Representative Rosallo, are you present, ma'am? All right. Representative Strong, are you present?
Representative Shannon Strong of Free State of Connecticut is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Knowlton, are you present, sir?
Representative Knowlton from the Free State of Massachusetts is present, sir.
Thank you, sir. Representative Rahm, are you present, sir? All right. Representative Brenner, are you present, ma'am?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm present.
Thank you.
Charlene Brenner from the Free State of Kentucky.
Good to have you. Representative Swingler from California, you present, ma'am? Representative Brohard from Illinois, are you present, sir? Representative Brohard, you present, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm present. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Representative Russo, are you present, sir?
Present. Representative Russo from New Hampshire, present.
Thank you, sir. And Representative Kilpatrick, are you present, sir? All right. And Representative Diane Webb-Skillings, are you present, ma'am? Okay, we've got 10 representatives representing 10 states tonight. All right, so we're going to get started with teaching here. We're on page 31 of Exhibit 2 in the PDF. Proclamation Claim of Interest in DSI. We're just going to start with the foreign policies. Be similar to the domestic policies, but a little more detailed. And so I'll get started with the reading here. Section V, Foreign Policies. A, Trade and Commerce. The first one is agricultural and farming. Sorry. We intend to support agriculture and farming in foreign nations by, number one, providing healthy grain supplies to emerging nations, number two, providing agricultural education funding and assistance to emerging nations around the world. And the second section is large corporations and big businesses. And number one, it is in the best interest of we the people to support large corporations and big businesses. Commerce is what drives our primary principle of capitalism. However, policies and regulations must be careful not to favor any sector or type of business. Rather, integrity and fairness should be the basis of any policies and regulations throughout the various industries. Any questions about this section so far? Any comments that you'd like to make? The floor is open. Okay, we'll move on to banking. Banking in the first section is promote the development and standardization of a collateral-based monetary system acceptable for international commerce standards. Number one, it will be the policy for the Republic of the United States of America to participate and assist in the comprehensive development and globalization of a standardized collateral-based monetary system. The improvement of liquidity and increase of banking reserve standards should be a primary focus for the stabilization of the global economy. Very important. You've got to have interstate commerce, and you have to have a means by which to trade. Number two, though many facets of the Basel Account Initiative are compromised to create stabilization in the currently failing banking communities around the world, it will be our emphasis to ensure that the policies implemented within our parallel and independent banking system are not based on usury, extortion, profiteering from war, dissolution, or over-hypothecation of the monetary supply. These are all good attributes. Number three, it is our intent to develop a parallel internationally recognized and accepted private banking system outside of the currently over-hypothecated fiat banking system of the world today. We will offer mutually beneficial incentives for participating nations to join in international commerce and currency exchange with the Republic of the United States of America. Number four, this initiative will be strongly driven by the fact that our currency will be completely supported by a strong collateral base of precious metals, minerals, and thus securing our domestic and foreign banking and monetary policies. The overall effect will be the stabilization of the world economies and the protection from overhypothecation of fiat currencies. This will prevent hyperinflation and large fluctuations of the currencies and economics around the world. And number five, it is the policy of we the people of the United States of America, Republic, to hold high standards of honor, integrity, and duty while conducting international commerce, while at the same time committing to support any nation willing to participate with our banking program. We pledge by our sacred honor to protect and support both financially and logistically our fellow brethren in countries around the world in order to improve their quality of life and standard of living. Does anyone have any questions or comments on the banking section? Floor is open.
Hi, Charlene Brenner from Kentucky Free State. That first principle on globalization, it wasn't a universal currency, was it?
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please? I had to turn the volume up a little bit.
I think it was the first principle. Mm-hmm. Something about globalization. It wasn't a universal currency.
No,
I want to understand what you're talking about. Would you mind reading that again? The first principle.
Sure, I could do that. All right, number one, it will be the policy for the Republic of the United States of America to participate and assist in the comprehensive development and globalization of a standardized collateral-based monetary system so that you can exchange them back and forth. The improvement of liquidity and increase of banking reserve standards should be a primary focus for the stabilization of the global economy. So this is a national policy. Foreign policy, for the United States to participate in other nations. It's not the national policy. So we don't want a global economy, or we don't want global money for the nation. We just want to be able to trade within nations and stuff. Yeah.
With exchange currency.
Right. Yep.
Between nations.
The nations can agree is worth, something that, it's worth a currency that it's backed by, the best thing to do is back your currency, of course, by hard assets, whether it be agricultural products or whether it be gold, silver, precious metals, lumber, something like that, something so that the piece of paper or the check or whatever certificate it's going to be, silver, gold, whatever, it's backed by something, then it's worth something. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Remember, this was written back in, 2010, 2012 time frame, so a lot's changed since then. But it's really good to have a national policy and a foreign policy in place so that you're not starting from scratch. This can be revised as needed after we get elected people, after our election, first election. So anyone else have a question or want to make a comment on the banking section?
Representative Blanton from Free State of Colorado.
Yes, sir. Yes,
before. I understood it that once Trump publicly announces the restoration of the Republic, that all the nations of the planet that have gotten into this, it's going to be a one-to-one ratio, like one Deutschmark will equal $1, one franc, everybody will equal one all over the world. So that's my understanding. How are you?
Thank you for that comment. That would be great. Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Everything gets reset back to the standards. Well, that'd be good.
No debt.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. All right, anyone else have a question or a comment on the banking section? Okay, we're going to go to the next section of that banking section, risk management. We will establish consistent and redundant oversight by qualified first and third party banking actuaries, discipline and risk management, and physical policy, as well as loss prevention. This assistance will be provided to participating nations without interfering with the host nation's government policies or sovereignty. Their duties will consist of, number one, monitoring grant assistance, funding, and expenditure for integrity and accountability, limiting expenses only to infrastructural development and other humanitarian purposes. Any covert operations within participating nations to siphon off non-government organization or NGO funding or government grant assistance toward military application, personal gain, or profiteering will be eliminated from any financial assistance offered from the Republic of the United States of America. Section 2 is to provide training and assistance in the development and offered support of wealth management strategies, technical advancements, business stewardship in order to increase foreign participation, national gross domestic product, GDP, through suggested fiscal policies as presented for host government approval and sanctions. It is our ultimate goal to improve the standard of living within many emerging nations without interfering with their government policies or sovereignty. So clean across the board is what they're talking about here. Is there any questions on that section? The floor is open. Okay, we'll go on to the third section. Microfinance of foreign nations. It is in the agenda of the United States of America to focus on assisting, edifying, and streamlining processes for small businesses for small business owners by the provision of microfinance with low interest requirements. These will primarily be set accordingly in order to compensate for the necessary administration processes, facilities, and operational personnel assisting within the financing. With a focus on bottom-up economics, we can more rapidly stabilize the foreign economy through each of its individual commerce sectors. For example, standardization and streamlining would provide greater control of the large and rapid daily fluctuation of pricing within the global commodities market. From educating, communicating, and unifying all stages from production to intermediary participants to global distribution, we can moderate and maintain quality standards for all businesses involved and in the process from the start to the finished product. And I just wanted to add to that that it's very important to have standardizations like of weights and measures and volume, that type of thing, and that's biblical too. And that helps promote interstate commerce and trading between the nations by having standards like that. For example, grain, you need to have a. I was in the business a little bit. If you were going to transport a barge load of grain, say like from Iowa down to Louisiana where it gets loaded on a ship, there has to be a standardization of the different grades from like one yellow corn all the way down to sample grade corn to the lowest denomination. And if nothing else, for insurance reasons, it needs to be graded in that way so that there is a value on that in case there should be a, the barge would sink or a natural disaster would happen and they would lose all that grain. They need to have the weight on it, and they need to have the standardization of what it is, whether it's two yellow corn or whatever it is for that barge load, wheat, soybeans, oats, doesn't really matter. Just needs to have a value, and that's pretty important. All right. I guess we can go to the next section, unless there's any comments or questions on section 3, I guess it is.
I have a question. This is Charlene Bretter from Kentucky Free State. Did you say that we were going to support small business in these other countries, in foreign countries? And does that mean financially, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, and I think we'll read about it a little bit later in the section, but yeah, it's to help. See, this was written on the precept that the Republic and America would be the first one to be stood up, and we would be able to carry on with what our intended purpose is for America, and that's to be good stewards of our money and to help others to do the same. And by sharing technological types of things as well, and practices like the United States has been kind of paramount in going into other countries and sharing agricultural, farming practices, and oftentimes for the good, but not always. If you're going to use GMO seeds and that type of thing, that's not necessarily helping the people. It's just creating a product. But
a lot of missionary organizations do that also.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I was under the impression that that would be something, a responsibility delegated to the private sector.
It could be that too. Yeah, where it's kind of a way that you could like write laws and that type of thing to facilitate the private sector being part of that. It's like our mission statement here. It's like this is what we intend to do with our republic, to help others. And that's biblical as well. If your brother's in need, help them out if you can. So I think that's what this is aiming at right now. It's to be able to be good stewards of our land and help others be good stewards of their land and resources and stuff. As God intended it.
Okay.
Hope that answered your question.
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone else have a comment or question about Section 3, Microfinance for Foreign Nations? Okay, we'll go on to the next section, Government Grant Assistance. A comprehensive grant assistance sector will be developed to provide not only financial assistance to the small business and big business international sectors, but will also account for provisionally required education for all grant recipients. Regarding the subjects of stewardship and tailored technological advancements, which are established to increase their productivity within their individual industrial and business sectors. So that's great again here. We'll just go do the next section real quick. Humanitarian sector. It will be our policy to develop and globally assist financial acceleration and wealth management programs in order for the enhancement of stability, productivity, and longevity of key humanity and environmental funding issues. Are there any questions or comments on those two sections, government grant assistance and humanitarian sector? Floor is open. Okay, we'll move on to technology then. Section C. The first one is alternative energy. To provide the development, production, and promotion of alternative energy sources throughout participating nations to include, but not limited to, I will add, 1, free energy, 2, hydrogen technology, 3, geothermal, 4, wind, solar, and water technologies, and 5, mechanical, magnetic, and electrical resonance. And we read that in the last section, too. It's about the same thing. We'll do Section 2, Traditional Energy. It is recognized that oil, commodity, and nuclear energy production is important both domestically and globally. Though we, the people, have an interest in exploring new horizons of alternative energy, we are not looking to abolish or inhibit the global production and distribution of either industry sector, but rather we aim to support fair open market business practices and allow for new sectors of energy provision. Any questions on the last two sections? The floor is open.
What were the free energy and what were the other, solar and wind?
Hydrogen technology, geothermal, wind, solar, and water technologies, and mechanical, magnetic, and electrical resonance. So are you familiar with those?
I'm familiar with the geothermal.
Okay, great.
Not hydrogen.
Yeah, well, okay. Hydrogen can be, one of the hydrogen technologies can be where you take and through a coil, what you do is you take the H2O, you separate the hydrogen and the oxygen in the gaseous form, and you separate those two, and then you can use it in an internal combustion engine and other things too, I would imagine, as well. You've heard about the water car out in California that is like a dune buggy that the guy went around and he said he had a sign on it or something that this car is powered by water. Well, it's powered by what we could call deconstructed water, I guess, maybe. But, yep, I've seen a couple other people, too, that would, like in a pickup truck, that have a water tank, and I don't even remember what the gosh darn thing, the coil is called, to cause it to change state from a liquid to a gas separated. But anyway, I've known about that for a while. I hope that helps.
And what is free energy? I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it can be anything that you're not paying a utility company for. It could be solar. It could be wind. You know, it could be a water technology. They should probably categorize it as free energy and then underneath it, you know, A, B, C, D, and all that. But that they didn't choose to do it that way. So that's all I can tell you. It could also be mechanical as well. There's supposedly a device that can produce more energy than it actually uses, so that gives it a net gain of so much. Motor running some kind of a, that's what I'm looking for here, some kind of a turning device, or kind of like an oil pump maybe, where anyway, it produces more energy than it uses, so it has a net gain. That's usually what that's talking about. And a magnetic is also like it's kind of like a motor. A motor is magnetic as well. And there are other things about that too. But it would bear studying, that's for sure. See what's out there on the internet nowadays. I haven't done that for a while. So. And electrical resonance, of course, is like, would be frequencies like could possibly be like med beds using those types of frequencies, or the Rolf frequency generators, and there's others. That's just kind of a couple examples. Hope that answered your question.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have any questions or comments on the section we just read? Okay, we'll go on to the ones that everybody wants to know about, and that's the healing technologies, I think. So, Section 3, Healing Technologies. Make suppressed technologies for treatment of disease available for participating nations. This is the national and the, or this is the foreign policy one. The national one was for us, of course. And the pharmaceutical industry. Number one, we the people recognize the importance of the global pharmaceutical industries and the impact that it has on humanity. It is our goal to support nations and practice ethical policies, regulations, and standards in concordance with fair business practices that allow equal opportunity competition between conglomerates, corporations, and small business factions. So that's a good thing, you know, free across the board. Number two, it is our goal to provide grants and incentive programs to global pharmaceutical conglomerates, corporations, and small businesses that manufacture preventive medicines and advancing healthcare technologies. Of course, preventive medicines and advancing healthcare technologies is key in all that. Any questions on the healing technology or pharmaceutical industry? Floor is open. Okay, we'll go on to the space program. We the people pledge to work in cooperation with international entities to support various space projects on the global level. Our suppressed technologies, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. Other suppressed technologies promote, develop, and release advanced technologies for the benefit of mankind. Any questions about that so far? Space program or other suppressed technologies? Okay. I just find it kind of humorous a little bit because there is controversy whether the United States actually landed a man on the moon, or they did it in the Hollywood setting. There's evidence on both, I guess. And the movie Space Force, or the TV series Space Force, if you haven't seen that, it's kind of humorous, and it deals with all this as well, too. So, anyway, that's a thought that came to my mind. I guess we'll go on to healthcare then, Section D. Is our immediate initiative to bring technologically advanced healthcare and ongoing training programs to be provided in nation and through video conference made readily available to participate developing nations. So in other words, information sharing with other nations. E, military policy restructuring. It has in the past been the policy of the military-industrial complex of the United States Corporation to invade, attack, and control other nations for profit. It is the policy of we the people of the Republic of the United States of America, de jure government, to recall the majority of military forces from around the world which are being used improperly to create large fortunes for private corporations. It is not our intention to be the policing agency for the nations while taking control and profiting from their natural resources. It is our intent to assist in defense and humanitarian efforts. And I would also say that the military could be paramount in helping do logistics and that types of things to other nations as well. If the need was great, like a natural disaster, and there were lots of people that were really injured badly, and they need to get med beds or something there, I would say the military would have the equipment to do it and the personnel, too. So, the National Guard, too. Okay, any questions on what I've read so far? The military policy restructuring or the space program? Or, I'm sorry, healthcare? Floor is open. I'll do my best to answer anything. Okay, we'll go on to Section F, environmental policies. First one is global warming. Study factual scientific data, determine our true and current position on global warming, and share findings to other nations. I don't think we need to do that anymore. That's pretty much founded. Number two, protection of air, land, and water. Share air, land, and water protection policies to other participating nations. Number three, recycling and waste management. Share alternate means of waste disposal and other environmentally friendly and promote recycling programs. Kind of doing that now. Disaster management. Create policies that provide timely and efficient disaster mitigation, response, and management throughout the world. Any questions on that last section? Floor is open. Or comments? You can make a comment if you like. Okay, we'll go on to the next big section, section 4, requests for international support. A is representation in the United Nations, questionable right now. Respectfully request equal representation and a seat in the UN. This is from the Republic standpoint, of course. B, recognition by The Hague and the Universal Postal Union. One is we request recognition by The Hague and World Courts, which is our right as a nation. Two is we request recognition and equal treatment as a nation by the Universal Postal Union, UPU, in international commerce. Any questions on that so far?
Where is the Universal Postal Office?
Oh, boy, you'd have to ask that tough question, wouldn't you? I don't really know. I think there's more than one. I mean, there's a main one where probably the Postmaster General is, but I don't know. Does anybody know on the call? The floor's open for that answer, UPU.
This is Representative David Schmidt. Question four?
Yes, sir, you have the floor.
I believe that the Universal Postal Union is headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. And I think probably because Switzerland is a neutral country. And with that, I yield the floor.
Thank you, sir. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you. All right, we'll go to Section C of this. Request for the protection by the United Nations and NATO. We request the opportunity for talks to provide protection. We request assistance by UN and NATO if called upon to protect our nation against enemies, foreign and domestic. And, of course, remember, this was written a while back, so needs to be updated a little bit on that, I think. All right. And we'll continue on here. Number 7. Domestic and international travel. We request for domestic and international recognition of all our identification, travel, and commercial documents as a lawful nation under treaty. We also request that diplomatic status be afforded to all diplomatic representatives of our nation. And then identification. There's a national card. The following is an example of our American National Identification Card. This card will be issued to we the people who are domiciled on the soil of any of the free republics of the United States of America. And, of course, if you have your PDF open, you can see the card. It's a pretty nice card. I hope they keep that design. I kind of really like it. Anyway. So there's that for John Adam Doe. And then there's also a diplomatic card. The following is an example of our diplomatic identification card. This card will be issued to all diplomats representing the government of the United States of America. For travel abroad, I would say. So there's a diplomatic card, if you can see it. It's kind of pretty. Red, white, and blue, the Republic seal on there, if you don't have a picture of it. Republic flag kind of in the background a little bit, part of it anyway. And then all the information for John Adam Doe. And then there's the government card, which will be issued to representatives and stuff back then. The following is an example of our government identification card. This card will be issued to all government officials representing the Republic of the United States of America. And you get your security level on that card, too. This one says GSL-06 is the security level of John Adam Doe. So we have one more, too, which I was really looking forward to, but I never got one. It was a passport. The following is an example of our passport. This passport will be issued to we the people who are domiciled on the soil of any of the free republics of the United States of America. And it's a similar design, so there's an eagle head on there that you can see pretty easily, and we the people, the Declaration of Independence there, part of that. And so, and it's got the seal on the front of the passport too. The it's not an official actual seal, but it's a part of the seal anyway. It doesn't have a ring around it and all that. But anyway,
how does the passport differ from the national card?
Well, passport would be for citizens that are going abroad, and the national card would be more or less used in the United States, and the way I understand it anyway. So let's say you want to go and vote, you know, and everybody has their Republic card and stuff. Well, you present that if you need to present identification in that manner, and then you can go and vote. But if you're going to go abroad, travel abroad, you know, other countries or whatever, whether it be vacation or whatever, then you'd have this passport, which all nations, as far as I know, accept passports still. So you could have your passport, and then used to be that that was the best identification you have, was a passport.
So would this national card be issued by the federal government or at the state level?
I'm not really sure, because this program was getting off the ground. I think a few people got their cards, and then the people that were implementing it, it was a deep state operation as I understand it. They grabbed the two card maker machines that they had and the money that people sent in and took off. So we got robbed. Maybe Representative Schmidt remembers it a few more details than that, but that's what I remember anyway. In fact, I know a person that still has those forms filled out for those cards. He didn't get them sent in time, and it was too late then by that time. So that was an unfortunate situation. We're just getting started, getting off the ground, and Couple attacks happen. That's how it goes sometimes. Anyway, any comments or questions that you'd like to make on Exhibit 2? Floor is open for anything you'd like to talk about on that.
Yeah, this is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor, please.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
Yeah, otherwise, back in February 2012, number of us state officers in the Wisconsin Free State were able to get identification cards for at the Wisconsin Free State level, and I still have mine. So wow. I decided to put that in, and with that, I yield the floor.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I'd like to see it sometime. That'd be great. All right, anyone else have a comment or a question about the foreign policy section? Floor is open. Okay, I just wanted to mention that hopefully next time we'll be able to go over the Declaration of Independence, which is Exhibit 2A. And I know it's going to be review for some people, but it never hurts to talk about it. It never hurts to review it. It never hurts to get a couple pieces of history about it as well. Keeps it fresh in everybody's mind. So unless there's any objections, we'll probably head towards that way next time. All right. If there's no need for continuing on, questions, comments on that, I guess I'll open the floor up for any discussion on whatever you have to bring. Like it could be about, but not limited to, Republic documents, past Republic legislation, House rules and procedures, current events, or whatever truth you want to share with the House. And please remember that any documents that you want to read on the House floor in the future need to be approved by the House admin first and then sent to the representatives in advance for review. And please remember that others will listen to this call later. So the floor is open for anything you'd like to bring up.
Representative Aiki from Ohio Free State has a question.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
This is just a minor question and actually concerns you. I attended the training call this evening, and I would have swore that Sandy referred to you as the interim governor of Iowa. Is that true, and are you double duty?
Okay. I can talk to you about this. I'll just give you a really general overview, okay? I've been a representative since 2011, January 18, 2011. I have a heart to be a representative. We had a lot of people walk out on the first time, 2012, 2013. I've been a representative without a governor for quite a while. Basically, President Geiger said, anybody who's in a state and they don't have a governor, we're going to make you an acting governor. So I have a presidential appointment letter to get me caught up to speed because I was elected in the state assembly back then. So I have a presidential appointment letter to be a House representative for Iowa. And also I was presidentially appointed as an acting governor for Iowa. So I did that for a little while, and then I got a governor who has since gone with the splinter group. So I guess I'm reverting back to my active governor status. So I'm just an acting governor. I'm not trying to wear two hats. I'm just filling the position because there's nobody else to do it right this time. Hope that answered your question.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the question. Anyone else have anything to bring up? I just want to mention that Memorial Day is the 26th, so we will not be meeting our regularly scheduled time as we elected to take that as a holiday week. So we're going to be meeting back again on June 6th. We'll have like 3 weeks off or so. So almost like Christmas and New Year's. Anyway.
This is Representative David Schmidt requesting the floor, please.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
Well, I'm one of the, I think I'm the only representative here that's still serving the, where we had the dual, both the state and the national. I'm still serving at the state as well because, Wisconsin Free State still has an operating state assembly and a state senate. So we have all the components together to set up the Free State, and we never lost that. And with that, a yield.
I think I'm going to move to Wisconsin. Thank you for that.
There, like I say, we've had Dean Henning is holding, and Governor Henning, and he's done a whale of a job since taking over, and he has known, and that's one thing that's great about that there is that we have people that are faithful and dedicated to standing up the Republic, and that's one thing I love about Wisconsin, with that a year before.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anyone else have a comment or question? The floor is open. All right. Well, hearing no further discussion, I'd like to entertain the motion to adjourn and reconvene for the next scheduled Republic House call, which would be June 6th. Sorry about that. It would be June 6th at 8 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday.
This is Representative David Schmidt making the motion to adjourn until, let's see, hang on here, until Tuesday, June 3rd, at 8 p.m. Central. Was that a yield?
Well, you're right on that again. You're right. Do we have a motion on the floor? Do we have a second?
Representative Blanton from the state of Colorado, Free State of Colorado, I second the motion.
Thank you, sir. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor of adjourning and reconvening on June 3rd, Tuesday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. Central Time, 2025, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Okay. So we will, before we adjourn, would someone like to close us in prayer? All right, I can do that. Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise for the Republic and your Holy Bible. We ask you to watch over us, Father. You guide us, direct us, and lead us to do your will for the glory of your holy name. Help us to be the best we can be, Father, the best versions of ourselves. Help us to always observe the law of nature, nature's God, Father. And we pay tribute in advance to those that gave their lives and are going to be honored on Memorial Day, Heavenly Father, when we take a little bit of a hiatus or a holiday. So I ask you to bring your glory and your presence in our lives, Heavenly Father, and watch over us, guide us, direct us, and lead us. Help us to be the best we can be. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Yeshua. We say, God save the children, God save the Republic, God save America, Canada, descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel, Father, and watch over our military, our two presidents, two preachers, two Christians, two Republic members, Father, and two prophets all around the world. We ask this in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Amen.
Good night.
God bless.